Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that's way more than a pad. We're going to route an atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 and control it with macros, so it behaves like a real part of a jungle or old-school DNB arrangement. And that's the key mindset here. In this style, the atmosphere is not background decoration. It's part of the bassline's personality. It can add tension, grime, width, and motion, but it has to do it without stepping on the kick, snare, sub, or reese. So we want one rack that we can perform, automate, and reuse across the whole track. Let's start by creating a new MIDI track and naming it Atmosphere. For the source, keep it simple and a little dark. Load Wavetable or Analog first, then follow it with Hybrid Reverb, Auto Filter, Saturator, and Utility. You're looking for a synth tone that has enough harmonic content to sit behind the bass, but not so much that it turns into a glossy wash. If you're using Wavetable, choose something saw or square-based. Give it a slow attack, somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds, and a long release, maybe 2 to 6 seconds. Add a little detune, but don't go overboard. A slight instability is actually your friend here. That unfinished edge is part of the old-school jungle feel. You do not want an overclean EDM pad. You want something that feels like it could have lived on an old sampler, a dusty synth, or a slightly damaged tape loop. If the patch feels too full, high-pass it early. That's one of the big DNB lessons. Atmosphere can sound huge in solo and still be wrong in context. We always care more about how it sits with the drums and bass than how pretty it sounds by itself. Now select that device chain and group it into an instrument rack. This is where the fun starts, because now we can turn the whole atmosphere into a performance instrument. Map your macros with intention. Don't just assign random stuff for the sake of having 8 knobs. Think in musical roles. Macro 1, darken, should control filter cutoff. Macro 2, width, should control utility width. Macro 3, motion, can control LFO depth or filter movement. Macro 4, dirt, should push saturation. Macro 5, duck, can control the amount of compression or sidechain response. Macro 6, bloom, should open up the reverb wet amount. Macro 7, freeze, can be used sparingly for held tension moments. Macro 8, tune or shift, can subtly move pitch or transpose on a resampled layer. A good advanced rack is not about massive macro travel on everything. Some controls should move only a little, because that makes them feel precise and musical. Other controls can travel more dramatically for breakdowns and transitions. The point is to make the rack feel like an instrument, not a giant do-everything box. Now let's make sure this atmosphere actually behaves like a DNB layer and not a floating pad that ignores the groove. Put a compressor on the atmosphere track and sidechain it from your drum bus, or from kick and snare if that's how your session is organized. Keep the attack fairly quick, around 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release can be anywhere from 80 to 180 milliseconds if you want it to pump rhythmically, or 200 to 350 milliseconds if you want a slower, more cinematic pullback. You're usually aiming for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction, though you can push more if the layer is dense. This matters a lot in jungle and old-school DNB because the break is busy, and the atmosphere needs to breathe with it. If it doesn't duck, it will sit on top of the groove and blur all the ghost notes and snare detail. If it does duck properly, it will feel like it's locked to the drums. Here's a very useful advanced move. Split the atmosphere into two personality layers. Keep one layer as the low-mid haze. Bandpass or shape it so it lives roughly between 200 Hz and 2.5 kHz, and sidechain it more aggressively. Then make a second layer for the airy top texture. High-pass that one above around 2.5 kHz, and let it stay a bit wider and a bit less compressed. You can do this with chains inside an audio effect rack, or by duplicating the track if that's easier for you. The point is to separate the body from the air. That gives you much more control when the arrangement gets busy and the bass line starts throwing call and response phrases at you. Now let's bring in a more authentic jungle flavor by resampling. Record a bar or two of the atmosphere, maybe with some break texture or vinyl style noise in there too. Bounce it or resample it to audio, then bring it back into a simpler. Use classic mode if you want it to feel more sample-like. Filter it gently if it's too bright. Add a little saturation or overdrive for grit. This is where the old-school feeling really comes alive. A synth bed plus a sampled layer feels more like something made from the culture of breaks, chop textures, and hardware imperfection. It's not just a polished pad sitting behind the tune. It becomes part of the tune's identity. If you want a roller vibe, keep that sample subtle and looped. If you want it darker and more aggressive, automate the filter and distortion a little harder, so the texture feels like it's evolving and fraying at the edges. Now let's think like arrangers. In a DNB tune, the atmosphere should evolve with the fray structure. You're not just setting it and forgetting it. You're shaping energy over 8, 16, and 32 bar sections. For the intro, keep dark and fairly high, with moderate or even wide, dirk low, and duck active enough to keep the break clear. In a breakdown, bring bloom up, increase motion, and maybe hit freeze for a moment, to create a held, suspended airlock kind of feeling. As you move into the pre-drop, slowly open the dark filter, add a bit more dirt, and reduce duck slightly so the atmosphere starts to feel more unstable and excited. In the drop, tighten width a little, keep dark and lower, and make duck stronger so the atmosphere supports the drums instead of fighting them. That's a very important concept. The atmosphere should often be more exposed before the drop and more disciplined inside the drop. Bigger doesn't always mean wider and wetter. Sometimes bigger means tighter, darker, and more controlled, because that creates contrast. Use the macros like a performer. For example, automate darken from close to more open across 8 bars. Raise bloom during breakdowns, then pull it back in the drop. Increase dirt in transitions, not constantly. Widen the intro, then narrow the drop. Use freeze only for key moments, like the last bar before a drop or a dramatic half-bar pickup. And here's a pro move. If your bassline has call and response phrasing, let the atmosphere answer it. Let the atmosphere swell in the gaps after the bass hits, not on top of the bass hits. That gives you tension and release without clutter. It also makes the arrangement feel conversational, which is exactly what a good jungle or roller tune should do. Now let's carve the atmosphere so it leaves room for the low end. Use auto filter or EQ8 inside the rack. High pass the atmosphere somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how heavy the bass is. If the bass line has a strong body in the 200 to 400 Hz zone, cut the atmosphere a bit there. If the mix gets harsh, pull down some 2.5 to 5k Hz. That area is often where atmosphere starts fighting the snare crack and break detail. For stereo, keep the low end centered. Anything under about 150 Hz should stay mono. Use utility to control width carefully. You can absolutely make the atmosphere wide, but don't let the low mid energy get too wide or the whole mix can start sounding smeared and weak. In DNB, the bass must feel anchored. The atmosphere can be wide, but it should know its place. You can also use a gentle EQ shelf after the rack if the breakdown needs a little more shine, or a low mid cut if the texture is clouding the snare. Just remember, solo is lying to you sometimes. Always listen in context with the drums and bass. Now let's add movement. This is where atmosphere goes from nice to alive. Use wave eatable LFO on wave eatable position or filter cutoff. Try a slow autopan at a synced rate like 1/2 to 2 bars with a modest amount. You can also use echo for dubby tails in intros and breakdowns, or redux if you want a crunchy, old cassette kind of edge. Brain delay can work too, but keep it subtle unless you want a more nervous, fractured effect. A useful trick is to resample after you've automated the rack a bit. Print a bar or two of movement, then chop the resample into audio clips. That gives you more organic variation and makes the atmosphere feel like it belongs to the sample DNA of jungle, rather than a pristine loop that repeats forever. Now here's the final big idea. The atmosphere has to interact with the groove as a system. The drums, bass, and atmosphere should all feel like they're part of the same machine. Sidechain the atmosphere to the drum bus. Mute or reduce it during dense fills. Let it rise in the gaps between bass notes. If the bass line is syncopated, don't make the atmosphere follow the exact same rhythm. Give it a complementary motion instead. For example, if the bass lands on beat 1, the end of 2, and beat 4, you might automate bloom or motion to swell right after those hits. That means the atmosphere is supporting the phrase, not competing with it. For your arrangement, think in blocks. Intro, wide and exposed. Drop, tighter, darker, more compressed. Switch up, brief freeze and bloom moment for a cinematic hit. Outro, strip away the dirt. Open the top a bit, and leave the tail so the DJ has a smoother blend out. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't let the atmosphere get too full range. In DNB, it often sounds better after you've high-passed it harder than you think. Second, don't make the low mids wide. That's where mixes get cloudy fast. Third, don't automate everything at once. Pick one or two macro moves per section so the tune feels intentional, not nervous. Fourth, don't drown the snare in reverb. The break needs space to speak. And fifth, always check mono. If the atmosphere falls apart in mono, Your width is doing too much of the work. If you want to push this further, try separating the rack into a rhythmic layer and a tonal layer, or create a broken speaker lane by duplicating the atmosphere and crushing one copy with filtering, saturation, or bit reduction. Keep it low, then bring it up only for fills and transitions. That can give you a really tasty damaged Reeve Relic vibe. You can also build a call and response atmosphere by using one macro to open the highs, while another closes the lows. That gives you a nice question and answer motion, which works beautifully when the bass line is already doing that conversational jungle thing. And one more thing. Sometimes the best atmosphere source is not a synth at all. Try vinyl noise, old film hiss, reversed cymbal tails, dusty break ambience, or even radio fragments. Layer that under the synth and you immediately get more era-specific character. So, to wrap it up, build one atmosphere rack, route it with intention, map the macros like a performance instrument, and automate it in phrases that support the drums and bass. Keep the low end clean, keep the stereo image disciplined, and let the atmosphere breathe with the groove.